Hi there, my Israelite brothers and sisters. Welcome to Brother Hebert Presents. This is part 5 of God Blessed America. This paper is found on the main menu at www.thinkoutsidethebeast.com. In parts 1 through 3, we saw our once white Christian nation go from being a blessed nation to being a nation of curses and judgments because, as our ancestors have done, we again built the high places and erected pagan monuments and statues of the gods. We abandoned Yahweh and His commandments. We also abandoned our identity, heritage, and traditions. We started to see judgments and curses on our nation and our people, but we didn't think of them as that. Our minds were blinded because we got fat and lazy in our prosperity. We forgot who we were and whose we were. And while we thought we were living the American dream, we were actually building the beast system for the international bankers who've kept us dumb so we would continue in our ignorance. They had us in a mental prison, living the American delusion, because they were deceiving us with propaganda and drugging us with pharmaceuticals. Then, in our unrecognized state of captivity, the puppets that sit in our government decided to take away our straw, and yet, still, we continued to build their corporation called the United States of America. We saw in part 4 how we were oppressed by taxes. So many taxes on everything, and taxes on top of taxes. Even though this was part of God's judgment on Americans, we just kept on paying our fair share. We saw the introduction of the Scofield Reference Bible, which introduced an upside-down version of Christianity, where the law was done away with. The church became Plan B because God failed at Plan A. So He opened Gentile airlines to take His church away in the rapture, but only if you were born again and saved by Jewish Jesus, who loves everybody. Then we saw delusions on top of delusions, as Hollywood began making all the films that molded the minds of Americans to adopt the anti-Christian values of those who hate God, Christianity, and Jesus Christ. With Americans under the spell of Hollywood, the Red Shield Federal Bank of Rothschilds took control of our money system. We saw more taxes, federal and state taxes, kosher taxes on all our food products, in which all the money goes to Jewish organizations that contribute to the further enslavement and destruction of our society and country. We saw the first birth control clinic of Moloch in America, where irresponsible fornicators could pass their children through the fire to provoke the anger of God. And it worked. God was raining down judgments upon us, but we just couldn't see it. We just did not see these cursings as warnings. So Yahweh allowed the adversary to deal with us. The Goyim were mustered for battle. We again strapped on our guns and sacrificed our lives in World War I to murder our own kinsmen so the bankers could have another big harvest. Then they convinced us that we did right by selling us the song God Bless America, which God was not doing and had not done for decades. We saw that our adversaries used the harmful effects of the first radio transmissions to sell the idea of germ theory and contagious viruses to us, so we would want to be vaccinated with poisons that were actually the real cause of death. We saw the founding of Lucifer Trust, which replaced the trust in Yahweh God, His way, and life, for a new and better way of life for everyone in the world, based on the Satanic plan for humanity. The headquarters was originally 666 United Nations Plaza in New York, but that was too obvious, so they had to change it to 866. We saw more pagan buildings, monuments, and statues go up in Washington, D.C. We saw the delusion of all delusions introduced in what we now know as Judeo-Christianity, the perfect weapon of the adversary that completely removes any converts of it from God and renders them into twofold children of hell. This marked the end of Christian America. We saw Monsanto expand into more companies that sell us poisonous products. We saw gambling and the love of money rise, the root of all evil. And we saw the world fall under military occupation, led by General Satan and his children, and they have plenty of soldiers who are non-thinking order followers that enforce the law of the sea. They all think they are serving our country, but in fact and in reality, they are serving the corporate arm of Mystery Babylon. Americans were unaware that our country was sold out and replaced as a corporation. Now, America is not Babylon or Mystery Babylon. America is simply just a corporation of Mystery Babylon, as is all the other countries. Every one of them listed on the stock exchange, and everyone with a birth certificate is simply the currency of the Babylonian system. Yes, we are their currency. I'd like you to start to consider avoiding praying for our country and politicians. Why? Because why would you ask God to bless a Babylonian satanic corporation or bless the actors in office that work for this corporation? I know it's hard to see, but this government does not serve us anymore. God has not blessed our country in over 200 years now. We haven't had a country since 1871. We're not in Kansas anymore, and the wizard is still hiding behind the curtain running the show. And practically nobody sees what's really going on, yet they continue to pray for God to bless that which he has decreed judgment upon and devoted to destruction. We've passed the tipping point. We are living in the times of Jacob's troubles, and we are being judged as a nation and tried as individuals. There's stormy weather ahead. Let's see how these judgments affect our country and Constitution, which people still think exists.
1933, the world under military occupation, under the power of the prince of this world and his children.
Ephesians 6:12, because we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against authorities, against the world rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual matters of wickedness in high places. Lamentations 2:17.
Yahweh has done that which he has devised. He has fulfilled his word that he has commanded in the days of old. He has thrown down and has not pitied, and he has caused your enemy to rejoice over you. He has set up the power of your adversaries.
This was a judgment. Deuteronomy 28:68, and Yahweh shall bring you into captivity again in corporate ships, by the way whereof I spake unto you. You shall see it no more again, and there you shall be sold unto your hated enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. You are a slave because since 1933, upon a new child being born, the executors or administrators of the higher estate willingly and knowingly convey the beneficial entitlements of the child as beneficiary into the first Sestakee v. Trust in the form of a registry number by registering the name, the surname, in all capitals, thereby also creating the corporate person and denying the child any rights as an owner of real property. This live birth record as a promissory note is converted into a slave bond sold to the private reserve bank of the estate and then conveyed into a second and separate Sestakee v. Trust per child owned by the bank. A citizen of the United States is a civilly dead entity operating as a co-trustee and co-beneficiary of the public charitable trust, the constructive Sestakee Trust of the U.S. Incorporated, under the 14th Amendment, which upholds the debt of the USA and U.S. Incorporated. Congressional Record, June 13, 1967. They used the Sestakee v. Act of 1666 to put us into the 14th Amendment, legalized servitude.
Amendment 14, passed by Congress June 13, 1866, ratified July 9, 1868.
Who created the 14th Amendment and for what purpose? The U.S. Congress, via the 14th Amendment, created a citizen subject status, which gave equal and civil rights to the freed and enfranchised slaves and others who could not qualify to be sovereign citizens. These people could not qualify to be sovereign citizens of the Republic because they were not and are not members of the posterity of the one people spoken of in the first paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. Therefore, Congress created a democracy for them. We have a government within a government, and a constitution within a constitution, beginning with the 13th Amendment. On earth, there is no such thing as a government now. The governments are private corporations using the word government under the color of law. The United States of America is no longer a country. It is a corporation. It has been incorporated in 1871 under the District of Columbia Act of 1871.
America has been denationalized.
Denationalized, to divest of national character or rights by transference to the service of another nation. A ship built and registered in the United States is denationalized by being employed in the service of another nation and bearing its flag. Webster's 1828 Dictionary.
The gold-fringed U.S. military flag with the eagle on top represents maritime jurisdiction. It's a military flag in international law. Basically, they are bringing the law of the sea upon the land in order to operate in accordance with the law of the sea. You must enter upon the ship and enter in the contract with the captain.
The yellow fringe on our flag represents no nation and no constitution. Another example of how our constitution has been usurped is through emergency acts. We have been under martial law since Abraham Lincoln declared martial law during the Civil War, which has not yet been lifted. Executive orders continue this state of condition. This is also referred to as admiralty law. How is this possible? Well, unless a new war is declared every 2 years, martial law would have to be canceled and freedoms restored. Thus, we constantly have a war. Wars on countries, wars on poverty, wars on drugs, wars on terrorism, wars on global warming, on and on.
Since March 9, 1933, the United States has been in a state of declared national emergency.
Thus, constitutional rights only count when you get up into the Supreme Court. For there is the tendency to continue to use the constitutional law in the Supreme Court, because they do not want the people to know that the Constitution has been superseded by Admiralty law. If people realized this, if the true patriots, constitutionalists, the right, and anyone who loves America realized that we have been usurped, that we are corporate slaves with stock numbers, that America and the Constitution are gone and replaced, and realized that it's all gone, lost, and stolen, then they would feel like we have something to lose, and would fight. But sadly, they still think America is a country, that we are free, that only the Democrats are ruining America. Many think the Republicans are the good guys and the Democrats are the bad guys. It's a false left-right paradigm, a false dichotomy, the great delusion. John 18:36, Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, then my servants would fight." But since people believe in Trump, or elections, or good politicians that can make a change, or in QAnon, or any other fool that speaks as a patriot, we will never stand up and fight. People don't fight unless they have something to lose. People, we lost America. It's gone. The idea of what America was is still there, but in reality and in fact, it's all physically and legally gone. Free speech is gone. You can't criticize who rules over you. Who rules over us?
Jews.
All our so-called rights and freedoms are gone.
First Amendment.
The First Amendment protects speech, religion, assembly, and the press. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. However, the government is arresting those speaking out, and violently crushing peaceful assemblies which attempt to petition the government for redress. The threat of being labeled a terrorist for exercising our First Amendment rights certainly violates the First Amendment. The government is incrementally criminalizing this fundamental right and using laws to crush dissent. In addition to designating anti-government activists, the Americans with seed libraries as potential terrorists, the federal government has made a habit of punishing individuals who attempt to shed light on the government's crimes. Yet, despite the clear protections found in the First Amendment, the freedoms described therein are under constant assault, whether it's Americans arrested for daring to film police officers, journalists prosecuted for reporting on whistleblowers, or protesters tear-gassed, beaten, and arrested and forced into free speech zones.
The First Amendment protected the people's right to practice any Christian religion they want to, or no religion at all, to speak freely, to assemble and meet with others, to communicate with the government and of the press, the newspapers, TV, radio, and internet, to publish.
But not anymore. They're taking our guns.
Second Amendment.
The Second Amendment states, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Many people don't know about the Dick Act of 1902. Can't be repealed. Gun control forbidden. Protection against tyrannical government. It cannot be repealed. The Trump card enacted by the Congress further asserting the Second Amendment as untouchable. The Dick Act of 1902, also known as the efficiency of Militia Bill H.R. 11654 of June 28, 1902, invalidates all so-called gun control laws.
The Second Amendment protected the right to own guns.
But not anymore. We are not safe in our own homes.
Third Amendment.
The liberty to not be harassed by the military in your own home. Many people view the Third Amendment as archaic. The Revolutionary War is long over, and soldiers are no longer quartered. However, one specific program, mutated after 9/11, allows this violation on a daily basis. Following the protests in Ferguson against police brutality, the Pentagon's 1033 program has faced intense scrutiny for arming local police with high-powered military gear, from armored vehicles to battle regalia. This program has emboldened SWAT teams and other local police, paramilitary wings of law enforcement armed to the teeth, to increasingly raid the homes of private citizens. Often, SWAT teams raid the wrong addresses, but even when they are in the right place, they inflict everything from beatings and murder on nonviolent, often innocent citizens, to shooting family pets. The 1033 program, intended to help fight the drug war, increased in power after 9/11, when its stated goal shifted toward preventing terrorism.
The Third Amendment guaranteed that the Army cannot force homeowners to house and feed soldiers.
Fourth Amendment.
The Fourth Amendment prevents unlawful search and seizure. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. But the government is flying drones over the American homeland to spy on us. The American government is collecting and storing virtually every phone call, purchases, email, text message, internet searches, social media communications, health information, employment history, travel, and student records, and virtually all other information of every American. Streetlights that can spy are installed in American cities.
America welcomes a new brand of smart street lighting systems. Energy-efficient, long-lasting, complete with LED screens to show ads. They also can spy on citizens in a way George Orwell would not have imagined in his worst nightmare.
The liberty to not be spied on, essentially to be a free society, at least as the founders of the United States saw it, was the freedom to be left alone. In the not-too-distant past, government agencies suspicious of citizens had to obtain warrants to investigate private citizens. They had to prove to a judge why they deserved to violate a person's sacrosanct privacy from the state. Though surveillance programs were in place long before 9/11, the tragedy, or false flag event, enabled much more far-reaching impositions. Multiple federal agencies, most notably the NSA, are enabled to surveil citizens all the time, all around the world. The government's paranoid desire for total surveillance has only grown since 9/11. The Department of Justice argued that it should have access to all Americans' emails. The liberty of owning your body. Though not codified in the Constitution, a basic premise of liberty is self-ownership, that free individuals may choose what they want to do with and put in their bodies. The Fourth Amendment prohibits the government from conducting surveillance on you, or touching you, or invading you, unless they have some evidence that you're up to something criminal. Unfortunately, the Fourth Amendment has been all but eviscerated by an unwarranted expansion of police powers, surveillance and intrusions justified in the name of fighting terrorism, as well as the outsourcing of otherwise illegal activities to private contractors. The technological future appears to pose an even greater threat to what's left of our Fourth Amendment rights, with advances in biometric identification and microchip implants on the horizon, making it much easier for the government to track not only our movements and cyber activities, but our very cellular beings.
The Fourth Amendment protected the people from the government improperly taking property, papers, or people without a valid warrant based on probable cause.
But not anymore.
Fifth Amendment.
The Fifth Amendment addresses due process of law, eminent domain, double jeopardy, and grand jury. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime, unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. But the American government has shredded the Fifth Amendment by subjecting us to indefinite detention and taking away our due process rights. The government claims the right to assassinate or indefinitely detain any American citizen without any due process. The Fifth Amendment and the Sixth Amendment work in tandem. These amendments supposedly ensure that you are innocent until proven guilty, and government authorities cannot deprive you of your life, your liberty, or your property without the right to an attorney and a fair trial before a civilian judge. However, in the new suspect society in which we live, where surveillance is the norm, these fundamental principles have been upended.
The Fifth Amendment protected people from being held for committing a crime unless they are properly accused of a crime, that they may not be tried twice for the same crime, that you need not be forced to testify against yourself, and from property being taken without just compensation.
But not anymore.
Sixth Amendment.
The Sixth Amendment guarantees the right to hear the criminal charges levied against us and to be able to confront the witnesses who have testified against us, as well as speedy criminal trials and a public defender for those who cannot hire an attorney. More and more commonly, the government prosecutes cases based on secret evidence that they don't show to the defendant, or sometimes even the judge hearing the case. The government uses secret evidence to spy on Americans, prosecute leaking or terrorism charges, even against U.S. soldiers, and even assassinate people. Secret witnesses are being used in some cases, and sometimes lawyers are not even allowed to read their own briefs. Indeed, even the laws themselves are now starting to be kept secret. Moreover, there are two systems of justice in America, one for the big banks and other fat cats, and one for everyone else. The government made it official policy not to prosecute fraud, even though fraud is the main business model adopted by Wall Street. The Sixth Amendment guarantees the liberty to simply know what the government does. Lawmakers refuse to reveal details of foreign policy, surveillance, and more, citing national security as a blanket excuse. This justification is how they perpetuated continued warrantless spying. It is how they have instigated perpetual war with little explanation beyond grave threats to the American people. To say more would be to endanger the people further, of course. Whenever politicians feel threatened by real questions, they need only parrot the need for public safety and drum up memories of 9/11 to shirk accountability.
The Sixth Amendment guaranteed a speedy trial, a jury that doesn't already think you are guilty. Accused people can confront witnesses against them, and that the accused must be allowed to have a lawyer.
But not anymore.
Seventh Amendment.
The Seventh Amendment guarantees citizens the right to a jury trial. However, when the populace has no idea what's in the Constitution, civic education has virtually disappeared from most school curriculums. That inevitably translates to an ignorant jury, incapable of distinguishing justice and the law from their own preconceived notions and fears.
In suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law.
The Seventh Amendment guaranteed a jury trial in federal civil court cases. This type of case is normally no longer heard in federal court.
Eighth Amendment.
The Eighth Amendment is supposed to protect the rights of the accused and forbid the use of cruel and unusual punishment. However, the Supreme Court's determination that what constitutes cruel and unusual should be dependent on the evolving standards of decency that mark the progress of a maturing society leaves us with little protection in the face of a society lacking in morals altogether.
The Eighth Amendment guaranteed that the punishments will be fair and not cruel, and that extraordinarily large fines will not be set.
But not anymore.
Ninth Amendment.
The Ninth Amendment provides that other rights not enumerated in the Constitution are nonetheless retained by the people. Popular sovereignty, the belief that the power to govern flows upward from the people rather than downward from the rulers, has been turned on its head by a centralized federal government that sees itself as supreme.
The Ninth Amendment is simply a statement that other rights aside from those listed may exist, and just because they are not listed doesn't mean they can be violated.
But not anymore.
Tenth Amendment.
As for the Tenth Amendment's reminder that the people and the states retain every authority that is not otherwise mentioned in the Constitution, that assurance has long since been rendered moot by the centralized Washington, D.C. power elite, the President, Congress, and the courts.
The Tenth Amendment states that any power not granted to the federal government belonged to the states or to the people.
But not anymore. We serve the devil and his children. We are living in a delusion. We are trapped in the Jewish matrix of deceit. Communism is subverting everything. The only hope we have now is in Yeshua Christ. Stop trusting in men. Stop thinking this Babylonian corporation can go back to being America.
The First Amendment, gone. The Second Amendment, on life support. The Third Amendment, mutated and open for violation. The Fourth Amendment, gone. The Fifth Amendment, on life support. The Sixth Amendment, on life support. The Seventh Amendment, on life support. The Eighth Amendment, on life support. The Ninth and Tenth Amendments, dead, buried, the shovel buried, the burial ground spit upon and paved over, and a mini mall erected over their remains.
So does it seem like the Constitution is for the United States, or of the United States of America? There is a difference. There are two different constitutions. Which one is in place? If you think or say the Constitution for the United States that our founding fathers wrote, then you are still sleeping and are trapped in the delusion. When our people are in denial, ignorance, and deceived, we are taken advantage of. Ignorance is no excuse. Judgment falls upon the ignorant too.
Gold confiscated.
Exodus 20:15.
You shall not steal.
The fourth plank of the Communist Manifesto. The United States declares bankruptcy under Bankruptcy Law H.J.R. 192, pledged all Americans as collateral, debt slaves, against the national debt to the international bankers, and gave all the land to the international bankers, the Federal Reserve Corporation, and confiscated and outlawed all the gold except for 1 ounce for each person, thus eliminating the lawful means, gold and silver coins, by which you could legally pay your debt. The United States also assumed legal responsibility for providing a new way for you to pay.
Not many people know about FDR's Executive Order 6814, signed on August 9, 1934, that required all persons to deliver their silver to the U.S. government. Like the gold confiscation, which was sold to Americans as a way to stimulate the economy, but instead a scheme to allow the Federal Reserve to print more money, the silver confiscation allowed the Fed to print more money. 1934. United States Securities and Exchange Commission formed.
United States is a federal corporation, says U.S. Code Title 28. This is planks 1 and 3, 4, 5, and 7 of the Communist Manifesto. All countries are now corporations owned by the banks. All people with birth certificates are corporations owned by the banks. The bank owners are Jews.
This is a government of the people, by the people, and for the people no longer. It is a government of corporations, by corporations, and for corporations.
U.S. President Rutherford B. Hayes.
The balance of power has shifted in recent years from territorially bound governments to companies that can roam the world.
Global Dreams, Imperial Corporations and the New World Order.
Governments do not govern, but merely control the machinery of government, being themselves controlled by the hidden hand.
Benjamin Disraeli, Prime Minister of Britain. It's all done through grammatical deception. There's links provided throughout the paper. You can, if you dare, enter your social security number on the website provided and see for yourself all the liens against you and how you are traded internationally.
1934. 8-ton bronze statue of Greek Titan Prometheus in New York City, giving humanity fire, thus enabling civilization to progress.
Exodus 20, verse 3.
You shall have no other gods before me.
Matthew 24, 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am the Messiah, and they shall lead many astray. Judges 10:13.
Yet you have forsaken me and served other gods, wherefore I will deliver you no more. Go and cry unto the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of your tribulation.
1934. National Firearms Act of 1934.
Regulating the manufacture, sale, and possession of fully automatic firearms like submachine guns is approved by Congress. Did they forget about
the Dick Act of 1902? Cannot be repealed. Gun control forbidden. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. 1934, Export-Import Bank of the United States formed.
Naked Communist Goal Number 5 completed. The fact that these loans have continued is evidence that forces in our government are intent on furthering the cause of socialism in the United States and across the planet.
1935, Social Security Administration formed.
This is the eighth plank of the Communist Manifesto.
1936, Social Security numbers first assigned.
Part of the Mark of the Beast. The system is run by Mystery Babylon. Created merely to keep track of the earnings history of United States workers for Social Security entitlement and benefit computation purposes, it has come to be used as a nearly universal identifier. FDR signs the Social Security Act, August 14, 1935. The assignment of the Social Security numbers, or SSNs, was controversial. The United States government had never distributed individual numbers like this before, and some were very frightened of giving the government the ability to have a number to track people. David's Census, 1 Chronicles 21:1, and Satan stood up against Yisrael and provoked David to number Yisrael. Satan means adversary. The adversaries of Israel are the Canaanites and Edomites. When the word Satan is used, it usually means his children, the agitators and deceivers. Today, our government is full of Satan's children, our adversaries. His children are managing his corporation. Chronicles 21:2. And David said to Joab and to the rulers of the people,
Go, number Yisrael, from Beersheba even to Dan, and bring the number of them to me, that I may know it.
And Joab answered,
May Yahweh add to his people 100 times so many more as they are. But my lord, the king, are they not all my lord's servants? Why then does my lord require this thing? Why will he be a cause of trespass to Yisrael?
And God was displeased with this thing, therefore he smote Yisrael. And David said unto God,
I have sinned greatly, because I have done this thing. But now I beseech you, do away with the iniquity of your servant, for I have done very foolishly.
1938, Federal Firearms Act of 1938.
The Federal Firearms Act of 1938 places the first limitations on selling ordinary firearms. Persons selling guns are required to obtain a federal firearms license at an annual cost of $1 and to maintain records of the name and address of persons to whom firearms are sold. Did they forget about the
Dick Act of 1902? Cannot be repealed. Gun control forbidden. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. 1940s. Monsanto begins research on uranium to be used for the Manhattan Project.
The company continues its unabated killing spree by creating pesticides for agriculture containing deadly dioxin, which poisons the food and water supplies.
1940s. Vaccinations begin routine recommendations. Fluoride added to the public water supply.
Micah 6:13.
Therefore also will I make you sick in smiting you, in making you desolate because of your sins.
Lamentations 3:15.
He has filled me with bitterness. He has made me drunken with wormwood.
Fluoride calcifies the pineal gland and affects intelligence, weakens skeletal health, causes arthritis, toxic to the thyroid, accelerates female puberty and fertility. It's bad for the kidneys and cardiovascular system. Fluoride does not fight cavities, but actually causes them. Albert Pike predicts World War II in his letter to Mazzini. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. The Sixth Seal, Revelation 6:12. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. The changes in the sun and the moon represent the passing of the government and its bureaucracy. The stars of heaven are that same stone cut out of the mountain without hands from Daniel chapter 2. Only this time, instead of the Germans sacking Rome, the Germans got sacked by the banker's double-barrel shotgun. America and Europe. Yes, we were the bad guys in World War I and II. The barbarians that sacked Rome were Germanic tribes of the House of Judah. Many Germans are of the tribe of Judah, which is why the Jew bankers used their two most powerful corporations, America and Europe, to destroy them, and then used their media to demonize them and changed the history books to support these lies. And they continue to force the Holohoax down our throats every year. Do we ever hear of the true Holocausts of history, where hundreds of millions of white people were murdered?
1941, America enters World War II.
A banker's war. Exodus 20:13.
You shall not murder.
Deuteronomy 28:62. And you shall be left few in number, whereas you were as the stars of heaven for multitude, because you would not obey the voice of Yahweh your Elohim. This was a judgment. 405,399 Americans dead.
1941. Pentagon begins construction.
The Pentagon was constructed during 1941 to 1943. The pentagram was intended to consolidate the offices of the War Department, Army, Navy, and Air Force.
The Pentagon was designed by George Bergstrom, an American architect from Los Angeles, and his partner David J. Whitmer.
As a symbol of the U.S. military, the phrase, the Pentagon, is also often used as a metonym for the Department of Defense and its leadership. America is the military arm of the banking cabal, its leader being Satan. The spiritual meaning of pentagon, pentagram. A pentagon fits inside a circle. A circle is a symbol of infinity because the line never ends or comes to a point. The universe is infinite. A circle is also a symbol of the meaning of the universe, because it is something infinite that can be grasped or seen with our eyes. A pentagon is a world view. As we shall see, the core of this world view is we are alone and there is no God. The fact pentagons cannot tile,
meaning fit together perfectly,
suggests those who hold this world view have an inability to live in harmony. The way of peace they do not know, Isaiah 59:8. People are prevented from strengthening them, and the potential for intimate connection with others is limited. A pentagonal philosophy is a life alone, a life without God, without family, without community. It is completely self-centered and self-absorbed. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. Their deeds are vile. There is no one who does good. Psalm 14:1. This philosophy believes man is supreme and there is no God. The key spiritual number is 36, which means exalting man. The angle of 36 degrees is found in every angle in the geometry, either by itself or a multiple thereof. The sum of the interior degrees of all the angles in the object is 2,340, equals 65 times 36. The meaning of 65 is apostasy, or rejection of faith. Note, this number also occurs as the sum of the length of the outer pentagon. Another spiritual number in the geometry which relates to this is the number 13, which means rebellion. Specifically, rebellion to God's rule, revelation, and relationship. This world view, typified by the six distinct enclosed spaces in the center of the pentagram, exalts man as the answer to all things and rejects God. Judgment continues. Deuteronomy 28:32. Your sons and your daughters shall be given to another people, and your eyes shall look and fail with longing for them all the day long. And there shall be no might in your hand. The fruit of your land and all your labors shall a nation which you know not eat up. And you shall be only oppressed and crushed always, so that you shall be mad for the sight of your eyes which you shall see.
1941, Civil Rights Movement.
Deuteronomy 27:21. Cursed be he that lies with any manner of beast, and all the people shall say, Amen. Leviticus 18:23.
Neither shall you lie with any beast to defile yourself therewith. Neither shall any woman stand before a beast to lie down thereto. It is confusion.
We must realize that our party's most powerful weapon is racial tensions. By propounding into the consciousness of the dark races that, for centuries, they have been oppressed by whites, we can mold them to the program of the Communist Party. In America, we will aim for subtle victory. While inflaming the Negro minority against the whites, we will endeavor to instill in the whites a guilt complex for their exploitation of the Negroes. We will aid the Negroes to rise in prominence in every walk of life, in the professions, and in the world of sports and entertainment. With this prestige, the Negro will be able to intermarry with the whites and begin a process which will deliver America to our cause.
Israel Cohen. Matthew 7:6. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you.
1940s. Televisions are introduced.
Although the invention of the television began in 1831, it wasn't until the 1940s that they started to become widely available. Now, Americans could set up their scrying mirrors on their pagan altar in the middle of their living rooms to watch the devil tell a vision. A scrying mirror is a surface used for divination. 2 Kings 17:17. and they used divination and enchantments, and sold themselves to do evil in the sight of Yahweh, to provoke him to anger. Televisions are used by our adversaries to allow spirits, demons, and dark energies to enter our homes and our minds. Televisions are electronic Ouija boards. When you subscribe to your cable or satellite provider, you are making a contract with the devil and tithing to him every month. Televisions are mind control devices. That's why they call it television programming. Televisions also have wicked abilities, such as nervous system manipulation by electromagnetic fields from monitors and TV tubes. Televisions can cause seizures. Over 600 children in Japan suffered photosensitive seizures. This was not an accident. It was a test.
1941. First television advertisements aired.
The Naked Communist Goals, number 21, 24 through 26, and 40 and 41, complete. Revelation 18:3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. Ecclesiastes 1:2. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity. Americans were brainwashed into buying worthless merchandise and helping to make mom-and-pop stores fail while the corporations get richer. This gave rise to the technocracy we are living under now. TV casts a spell on all who watch it. TV subscriptions are tithing to Satan and his children. Jeremiah 14:14. Then Yahweh said unto me,
the television advertisements lie in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They advertise unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart.
Ezekiel 13:7.
Have you not seen a vain vision, and have you not spoken a lying divination, whereas you say, Yahweh said it, albeit I have not spoken? Therefore, thus says Yahweh Elohim, because you have spoken vanity and seen lies, therefore behold, I am against you, says Yahweh Elohim.
Now we can see a new world coming into view. A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The new world order does not mean surrendering our national sovereignty or forfeiting our interests.
The lies, have your eyes.